Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
30315.
And that was 30315?
Yes.
And the first and last name on the account?
Dexterity Smith.
Repeat that.
You said what?
Repeat that first and last name.
Dexterity Smith. Hey, go to sleep. Sleep.
Okay. Verify your shipping address for me, please, for security of the account.
2981 Springdale Road, apartment 1105, Atlanta, Georgia, 30315.
Okay, thank you for that. I have located your account for the Peak Zen CBD oil. Looks like your account has already been canceled. How can I help you?
Okay, I'm trying to get my refund. You know, y'all took money off my car. I know nothing about this. CBD oil. I don't know nothing about that. And I guess somebody used my car. I mean, it had to be. I don't know nothing about it, but on my dispute stuff, you know, like on my my bank history or whatever, this how I got y'all number and y'all information and stuff, but I don't know nothing about this now, so I'm trying to see, like, can y'all refund me? I haven't got no oil. She said it's a trial. I haven't got no oil to even have a trial, and I honestly don't know.
You said that the number was on your dispute paperwork. You've already disputed the charge?
No, I have to. Y'all have to refund it. Mm-hmm.
Has that credit card ending in 5675 been reported stolen?
No.
So you have that credit card?
Stolen. Yeah, I have it.
Okay. Verify your email address for me.
My email address is artiliaward45.
The full email address?
45@gmail.com. I'm sorry.
Okay. And that's the only email address that you have? Hello?
Yes. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Does anyone else have access to your information, credit card information, email address, address, full name?
I mean, I guess that's what it had to be. I don't know. Like, I don't know nothing about this.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I'm just trying to verify this information on your account because what you're verifying, this information on your account is correct. The first and last name, address, email address. Are you sure maybe someone in your household?
It had to be, yeah. That's what it had to be. But the only one who would have access to myself is my baby's father, but I haven't seen him with no CBD oil. But it's like, all my information on the card, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't even be calling y'all, you know, if I had something to, you know.
I mean, is he there, or...
I'm not even at home. I don't even live with him. That's his mother's house.
Oh, okay. I mean, because what you stating that the account was fraudulently created, I mean, this company does have to launch an investigation with your local county police department in Atlanta so that whomever used your card fraudulently can be prosecuted.
Okay, so.
So before we go any further with this, that's why I'm trying to see if you remember before we go through with this investigation, because if he might have placed it and just forgot or don't remember, then you wouldn't want to have to deal with the police and all of that
I mean, it has to
over.
be somebody in my household. I'm not trying to press no car charges. I just want y'all to cancel this order on my thing. Like, I'm not trying to be charged with something that I had nothing to do with. And it's still my card. So I'm telling you
And
that I
I
have to
understand
speak
that
to it.
and I understand that completely, ma'am. But before we can process that refund, we do have to launch this investigation. That's part of
Okay,
the
well,
fraud
ma'am, do what you
protocol.
got to do, whatever. Like, do what you got to do, whatever. Y'all took $90 off my card for some CBD oil that I know it don't cost that much. I don't know.
I mean, that's the full retail price of the
Like people
product.
take people, like people take people card information every day. I know you heard of, yeah. Like I want to dispute the transaction. I didn't make the thing. That don't mean you gotta. Like I shouldn't have to be going through this if I didn't make the transaction.
And I understand that completely, ma'am, but it is pre there are procedures that we do have to follow in the fraud in this fraud company. So you would
What do
like
I have
to
to do
go
to
ahead
call
and
my
pres
bank?
so you do want to go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim?
Man, yes, I guess.
I need a direct answer, ma'am. So that's a yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I would need a direct answer.
I mean, yes, I'm telling you, I want to
Okay.
dispute the transaction.
All right, give me one moment while I get this information sent over to your local county police department and we can get this processed. One moment.
All the damn lights off for her ass. Yeah, she's fighting her sleep. She's talking about some. Got a car.
I'm still here, ma'am. Bear with me. Okay, ma'am, I do apologize for that hoe. Your information has been sent, and that charge will take about 3 to 5 business days to be refunded. You'll get an email confirming the refund, and they should be contacting first thing Monday morning concerning this investigation. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Okay, thank you.